You must have the understanding that your main focus is to train your mind to have mindfulness or awareness within, then stabilize it. Then after that, when it comes to the second part, constantly meditating means constantly develop this awareness to observe, to understand. Then later on, contemplate on the Four Noble Truths, Three Turning, Noble Eightfold Path, everything. That will complete the whole cultivation. Understand? So training the mind to be aware, to be mindful, to be stable is very important. You can try the Mind Sweeping method if you want to. The 6R also expanded on it a bit. What the 6R do is, when you have like tension, stress, or tightness anywhere, or a distraction, it can be a thought, it can be a phobia, fear, or itchiness, or whatever. So when it arrives, you must be aware to recognize it. Understand? Let's say your head, like Alicia's case, got tension. Then Joey's case, one side of the brain got a bit of tension. So you develop awareness, then you recognize that this is a distraction or something that has distracted your mind, pull your mind towards it. Means you worry about it, you want to do it away, there is aversion. So recognize that a distraction has occurred. Don't fight it. Understand? Don't do anything. Just recognize. Then, what is the next one? Eh? You forgot already. Six R. Next R is what? Release. Release it. Release means what? Means don't hold on to it. Understand? Don't worry about it. Understand? Means release. Means let it be. Then? Relax into it. Similar to our first support, isn't it? Relax into it. When you release and don't relax, means you hold, you try to fight, you try to suppress, you try to do something, the thought come out. So after you recognize, you release, then you relax into it. Relaxation is very important. After that, he teach you what? We smile. Smile means like the Mind Sweeping method. Visualize yourself facing a mirror, radiating a radiant smile. When you smile, you have joy, you have love, you have metta. Understand? So there is no aversion, no negativity of mindset. So that joyful state will help you relax more. Understand? That's why when you can smile, you feel your facial muscle soothingly relax. Understand? Then the fifth one is what? He asked you to return to do anapanasati. No need. Unless you want to train your anapanasati. So for them, they want to train anapanasati. Well, to them, anapanasati is the way. That's why he give up the Burmese rising, falling, and opposite, and he teach them anapanasati. In fact, he read the Anapanasati Sutta, and he modified what Ajahn Buddhadasa wrote, the 16th Taittiriya. He realized the tension, the membrane at the brain there, when there is tightness, tension, or what, this one shrink and create stress inside the forehead. So because of that, he realized the relaxed state and the remount step, relaxed step and the remount step is so important. That's why when he heard my four support, he was full of joy. Hey, he said, similar, he said, Mr. Teo. He said, you're relaxed, I also have, but I got re-smile. Then I said, maintain awareness, you don't have. Understand now? You don't have maintain awareness. He re-smile, then he returned to anapanasati. Then anapanasati, you go too deep into apana, you get into apana, then you don't maintain awareness, you cannot develop awareness based meditation. But he liked anapanasati. So to him, if he returned to do anapanasati, he is meditating, understand? That's why it becomes a method. That's why I say, don't do that. Because his last step is what? Repeat everything, understand? Every time you got distraction, repeat the whole 6 hours. So if you every time repeat, it become what? Mechanical, isn't it? Thinking that you don't do the 6 hour yanome. That's why later on a lot of his students, they ask this question, how long must I do the 6 hour? Do I need to stop? Then does it mean that I don't do 6 hour, I'm not meditating? Then one of the students asked, is this vipassana? So how? You cannot develop the understanding. Because this one is just a skillful mean, a technique to relax the mind, to develop the rismal so that you relax. Then go back to anapanasati to train your mindfulness. You understand? Huh? So what we do is relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it, then use it to meditate. Then later on when you become skillful, your awareness base, establish, stabilize. This awareness nature can develop the understanding, see things as they are, insight in the phenomena, contemplate, reflect, and do all those things that give rise to the first turning, second turning, and third turning wisdom. That's why once you have the awareness nature within, you are trained, then understanding the meditation, developing wisdom to awaken is relatively so much easier. So the first thing you have to do is establish this mindfulness, stabilize it. You want to use skillful means to develop it first, up to you. You want mind sweeping method, 6 hour or object of meditation, you must remember to do until the sati become very still, very stable. Until mind enters sati, that's it. Okay?